Okay, let me tell you what was in that short set there. That was Scott Tuner and Friends from Wellsboro, Ohio, doing I Don't Know How It Works off of It Was Cool. Before that, we had Pretty Baby by Carrie Collins off of Pittsburgh Songwriters Collection 2023. And we started off with Alvin Robinson doing Down Home Girl off of New Orleans Sound. That's going to do it for me. It is 10 o'clock here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Zombo, take it away.
You have the world at your fingertips. No one can make it better than you. You have the world at your fingertips. See what you've done to the rain and the sun.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Melted ballad colors tell you tales. Starry-eyed but blind, your canvas fails. In your mind, no one knows at all. Who decides?
Welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. You just heard new music from Red Cross. That is Candy-Colored Catastrophe. I think we should have an interesting show for you today. Going to play a lot of stuff from bands from the 80s and 90s, some old, some new. So I hope you stick around and check that out. But first, let's take care of a little business.
I just had another dizzy spell and almost fell. I'm scared they will get worse and never go away.
You're not alone. 69 million people suffer from dizziness and vertigo.
I wonder if there's help.
There is. The Vestibular Disorders Association has a helpline at 800-837-8255. 800-848-8428 or visit liferebalanced.org.
Can you repeat that?
800-837-8428 or liferebalanced.org.
Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
Basement Show sounds on radio. Tune in to Punk Primers on Mondays at 11 p.m. for the music of DIY punk from our local scene and beyond. Every show spotlights new artists and some genres on WRCT Pittsburgh. Everyone thinks they know the 80s hits, but on the other side of the Atlantic lies a treasure trove of synth-drenched sounds that filled the airways of Europe back in the day. Take a trip back to the 80s you never knew with DJ Tony Tunes from Here to Eternity, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, let's get back into it. I promised music from the 80s and 90s, and I'm going to deliver. Next up, Poydon Pondere with Be the One.
Say that you'll be the one. I've come here a thousand times. Some things never change. Yes, I will. Anything you say, I've quit this a million times. Can't quite stay away. Just one more time, I'll be okay. But I'm so damn tired. Would I come back down? Come back down. Hey Joe, could you spare a buck? I could use some food. What a laugh. One more tool. 2 hours and it's back again. Flapping at my heels. Stop yelling, I'll get through. But I'm so damn tired. When I come back down, the one crazy too.
Come back down.
Anything you want me, I'll do. Come here a thousand times. Some things never change. Lay me down, take me away. Oh God, I'm so damn tired. When I come back down, oh I'm crazy too. Anything you want from me, I'll do. When I come back down, when I come back down. Come back down.
Cause I'm alone. wish I had what you wanted. Lord, I can't pretend. There's a road outside that leads to you again. 'Cause I'm alone, I'm still all alone. 'Cause I'm alone, I'm still all alone. You wasted me, oh yeah. You wasted me.
You came around, and you were.
was Dexy's Midnight Runners with Gino. Before that, Bodine's. It's actually a newer song from them. That one's called You Wasted Me. Before that, Toe the Wet Sprocket, Come Back Down. And we started the set off with Poi Dog Pondering and Be the One. Support comes from Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Whether you're looking for a casual place to study or a great place to meet friends, we are here for you. Always serving scratch-made pastries, a full coffee bar, and six packs to go in a cozy cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Stress may feel like a constant and one that may lead to heart disease and stroke. But what if we focus on what we can control and turn those stressful minutes into our me time? Sometimes just taking a deep breath can make a difference. Or going on a short walk, maybe even taking a nap to recharge. Managing your stress means managing your health, so it's important to take back your moments. This is your me time. Own it. Learn more about reducing stress at heart.org/stress.
Okay. Next, we're going to go over the pond, and we're going to play a song by Reicher called Always.
Disguise for me, come into the open when it's cold outside. Am I here in vain? Hold on to the night, there will be no shame. Always I wanna be with you and make believe with you and live in harmony, harmony.
Was the band Live. You may remember them from the 90s. That was actually from their debut album, Pain Lies on the Riverside. Before that, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark with Enola Gay, New Order with Love Vigilantes, and we started that set off with Erasure and their song Always. I want to tell you about one other show we have here in WRCT. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday night starting at 9 with an encore on Tuesday afternoon starting at 5. exclusively here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, keep moving it along. Next up, we are going to go to, well, this is actually maybe late 80s or early 90s. Anyway, the band's Cracker, and this is their song, St. Cajetan.
I love you, Jesus, cool.
the band Sheer Mag with Tea on the Kettle. Before that, Superchunk, As in a Blender. Sugar with G Angel. Matthew Sweet, that's actually newer Matthew Sweet, with Stars Explode. And we start that set off with Cracker and St. Cajetan. That is going to about do it for me. This is DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for listening. I'm going to leave you with new music, or newer music, from the Hold Steady, The Death of the Punchline. Hope you join me again next time. Thanks for listening.
Gemini genuflex and says a Hail Mary for his money on the Monday night game. The girl in the sequins let him buy her a sea breeze, but he still don't think she's using her real name. Me, I'm on the border with my back in the corner, the way it's been since we closed out the war. I've seen this whole scene play out here before. The Gemini flying high till he screams when he sees what the score is. In my homeland, our heroes were hardcore. Mad our martyrs, but the matinee shows. The theme of our prom was banned in D.C. And the last dance was We Gotta Know. My day came in late, wearing club cigarettes, like some uptown Dracula debutante. The sketch looked like extras from the set of River's Edge, and the straights kinda seemed like old astronauts from back in the 50s. Floating freely on black and white TVs, baring their teeth to sell junk in the ads before movies. I got out of the service and got in some business with a guy that I met at Fort Jackson. He said Pensacola's under his cousin's control, but he could probably cut me in on some action. Long story quick, my partner got sick, but he showed me how to shake the right hands. And the fears took a hit to the bed, and now I'm trying to manage some bands. I'm looking for sad kids writing anthems for the big time. Hands in the air and a flag at half mast on the grapevine. I'm on in the American dream in the depth of the punchline. Watching the news and they showed me this dude who made $2 billion playing videos. I printed up cards that said Seeker of Stars for the people I don't already know.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
And this one guy brought me out to his restaurant when he made the proposal to merge and go global. He was touching me under the table with his eyes on the TV.
Very important reason that Israel-Palestine has been so difficult to solve is that fundamentally we are not dealing with a political, territorial, religious, cultural, or ideological problem. We are dealing with a psycho-spiritual problem, a problem of the psyche or mind and of identity.
That's Richard Forer, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Richard Forer on psycho-spiritual roots of the Israel-Palestinian tragedy. In Sanskrit, Maya means illusion, magic. Maya is at work among people and nations who project carefully crafted positive images of themselves. The United States and Israel are no different from other countries. They claim self-defense as they launch massive attacks. They invoke international law when it suits them, then ignore it when it doesn't. Then there's always the standard line about our so-called values, which justifies their actions. Most people don't have a clue about Israel-Palestine because they depend on heavily biased corporate news. Instead, they cling to shop-worn myths and fantasies about themselves and their country. The Gaza bloodbath is enabled by the United States. Are we good Germans, pretending not to see? Our guest today is Richard Forer. He's spent time in the West Bank and Gaza. He has Orthodox Jewish relatives living in West Bank settlements. He's a former member of AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, the influential lobby. He's the author of Wake Up and Reclaim Your Humanity, on the tragedy of Israel-Palestine, winner of the New York Big Book Award. He spoke at the Chinook Center in Colorado Springs in late April 2024. And now, Richard Forer.
I first want to announce that I am no more pro-Palestinian than I am anti-Israeli. I am pro-human rights and anti-oppression. If the roles of the two sides were reversed, I'd be doing exactly what I'm doing now, except that I would be advocating for Israeli rights. But if I were pro-Palestinian, I would be justifying oppression. If enough of us, and this is really critical, if enough of us, especially lawmakers, took the time to educate ourselves, I don't think it would be that hard to find a solution to the Israel-Palestine tragedy. But we cannot trust the mainstream media, whose so-called experts have proven themselves expert at repeating Israeli propaganda and ignoring the historical factors that led to Hamas's Al-Aqsa flood on October 7th. Of course, Israeli loyalists do not want to know the history because they see Israel the way they want to see themselves, as fair and humane. Therefore, history that portrays Israel as unfair and inhumane is a mortal threat to their self-imagery or ego identities. They would rather send their children to war